That's the Jota Dance, the music of Manuel de Falla with the Toronto Cello Ensemble. Now, I don't have too many guests in person here in the winter time, and I am very, very fortunate because we have Kayla, who dropped into the studio. She's behind the arts marketing agency of many concerts we love across the GTA, including the wonderful concert series at the Aurora Cultural Center. And that's been around, over 16 years, one of Ontario's great success stories in classical music, bringing world-class performers to an intimate hall. So I'm delighted to be joined by Kayla. Welcome.
Hello, how are you?
Wonderful to have you, and thanks for stopping by. You are a Collingwood resident now for a couple of years, so aren't we lucky you could drop by the studio and don't have to brave too much snow, although looking out the window, you'll have quite the commute back.
Yes, definitely.
Welcome. Great to have you. Tell us a little bit about your affiliation, your unique, collaboration with the Aurora Cultural Centers, and especially the Great Artist Music Series. The artistic directors there, Bonnie and Norbert Kraft. We hear Norbert Kraft's recordings on our show all the time. Celebrated musicians. Tell me what brought you to this organization.
We started working with the Aurora Cultural Center about 5 years ago. They are housed in Aurora's new town square, which is a venue that opened in 2024, a state-of-the-art destination with an intimate 250-seat performance hall right in the heart of downtown Aurora.
Sounds lovely. What's the name of that venue?
Aurora Town Square.
Town Square, 250 seats. Sounds like an acoustical pearl as well.
Yes.
Yeah.
And we were very lucky at the Aurora Cultural Center to have Bonnie and Norbert Kraft.
Yep.
They are the artistic directors of the Great Artist Music Series, which has been at the Aurora Cultural Center since 2009.
So what makes the series so special? You have this wonderful way of crafting, or they do, Bonnie and Norbert Kraft, these thoughtful, adventurous programs, mixing the traditional with some of the future of classical music.
Yeah, the nice thing about Aurora Town Square is we have multiple venues, so you're able to see some of these wonderful musicians in their performance hall. And we also have musical afternoons with tea, which is in a different hall within the Aurora Town Square. So there's an opportunity for guests to come and see these amazing performers in two spaces, two different experiences. In this state-of-the-art venue that just opened.
And enjoy a little tea. Timely.
Exactly.
This time of year. Oh, wonderful. Well, speaking of great artists, you have two joining you very, very soon. That's February 6th. I'm looking at the website. It's auroraculturalcenter.ca. Three words there, auroraculturalcenter.ca. February 6th, you can get some tickets to this wonderful show featuring the viola.
Yes.
Yeah. Interesting instrument.
Yes, and Bonnie's told me that it's very special and rare to see a solo viola player.
Yeah, yeah. There's the old Victor Borge joke. What's the difference between a violin and a viola? The viola burns longer. So it's essentially a larger instrument, and that also creates a unique sound, slightly darker, warmer hues. It's tuned a fifth lower, and special repertoire, very special repertoire. Some of it rearranged from violin. Tell us about the artists joining this event, February 6th. You have a wonderful violist, former principal viola of the Toronto Symphony, Victor Fournel Blaine.
Yes, we are very lucky to have him at coming to Aurora. And he is joined with Megan Malatz, quickly gaining recognition as a superb collaborator, chamber musician, and a fabulous young piano player from Toronto.
Oh, wonderful. Now, many violists sometimes started as violinists. Sometimes they can play both. And I think Victor is one of those that can just remarkably switch between the instruments
in the program. Yep, and we see both in the program.
Oh, wonderful. Two sound worlds in one evening. And speaking of the viola, he's playing an incredible 18th century Guadagnini, I heard. Wow. More reasons to go and visit the concert. That's February 6th. And you can get your tickets right away at the auroraculturalcenter.ca. Tell me a little bit about some of the other concerts in this wonderful series, the Great Artist Music Series.
Yeah, so we have another concert coming Saturday, April 25th with Mark Feuer, The Seasons.
Mark Feuer, all right. He's fantastic. Very charismatic on stage.
With the U of T string virtuoso, which is very exciting.
When is that?
Saturday, April 25th.
April 25th. Okay.
And then finishing the Great Artist Music Series in the Performance Hall is Charles Richard Hamlin on Saturday, June 6th at 7:30.
All right. Terrific. Another great performer. We love his recordings, don't we, here on the Jukebox. Okay, well, I'm looking at the program that we played this February 6th, and there are so many great favorites here. The Forêt Sicilienne, Élégie by Vieuxtemps, some more of the Manuel de Falla we heard, some Fairy Tale Robert Schumann, and starting the program is this beloved gem by Schubert, the Arpeggione Sonata. I think we can find a nice recording of that to end with. Any closing thoughts, Kayla, you'd like to tell us about Aurora, your unique collaboration as marketing director and managing partner? Anything else?
I would just invite people interested in Aurora Town Square and the Aurora Cultural Center to take a quick peek at our website. We have some amazing artists coming in our season. So if you are a fan of not only classical music, but other genres, there are some really awesome musicians coming.
Fantastic. Aurora. Yeah. AuroraCulturalCenter.ca. And the box office number for those of us who like that old school method of phoning someone, getting tickets, it is area code 365-500-3313. Once again, area code 365-500-3313, the Aurora Cultural Center. Thank you, Kayla. Thanks for joining us. Good luck with this upcoming concert, February 6th. It sounds like a very rare treat, a full evening centered on the viola with Victor Fournel Blaine of the Montreal Symphony and pianist Megan Milatz, featuring music by Schubert, Forêt, de Falla. Let's cue up some Schubert here. I have Tanya Tetzloff and Lars Vo playing the grand finale.